AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Jeb Bush is ready to launch a Republican presidential bid, months in the making later today, by asserting his commitment to the most vulnerable. The former Florida governor says in a video,
"The barriers right now on people rising up is the great challenge of our time. So many people could do so much better if we fixed a few things. My core beliefs start with the premise that the most vulnerable in our society should be in the front of the line, not the back."
He'll be the 11th Republican declared as running for the White House. Hillary Rodham Clinton thinks President Obama should use the fight over trade legislation in Congress to his advantage.
The House rejected a bill that would have given the president fast-track trade authority.
Let's take the lemons and turn it into lemonade.
In Des Moines, Iowa, Clinton said the president should listen to and work with his allies, including House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi,
to make sure we get the best, strongest deal possible. And if we don't get it, there should be no deal.
The Democratic presidential candidate appeared to take the middle ground on trade.
Well, I kind of fall in the group that says, let's find out what's in it.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The leader of the NAACP in Spokane is facing calls to step aside after her parents said she's been falsely portraying herself as black. Rachel Dolezal canceled the chapter meeting today where she was expected to speak about it. Two teens attacked by sharks in waters off Oak Island, North Carolina. Mayor Betty Wallace says first a girl was attacked, losing part of her arm, then a 16-year-old.
That was a teenage boy, and he's lost his left arm from what I understand.
The Department of Veterans Affairs reversing a long-held position. It now says Air Force reservists who became ill after being exposed to Agent Orange residue while working on planes after the Vietnam War should be eligible for disability benefits. This is AP Radio News. No one wants to make a repeat visit to the emergency room for the same complaint, but new research suggests it's more common than previously thought.
Based on research from six states, about 1 in 5 patients made a repeat visit to an emergency room within a month or so of the initial medical problem. And people frequently wind up at a different ER the second time around. Researchers can't tell if patients were dissatisfied the first time or traveling, or if there's some other reason.
The AP's Jackie Quinn. U.S. gas prices up again. The average price of regular jumping 3 cents a gallon in the past 2 weeks to $2.87. Analyst Troby Lundberg says prices might drop in the next 2 weeks.
Gasoline demand, very strong, is nearly offset by our strong supply of gasoline.
The dinosaurs of Jurassic World are stomping in everything in sight. The movie had the biggest global opening ever, nearly $512 million. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.